Gadol Ma'avil Hu Me'avram. And he used to help them go over the river, go on the ferry, go over the river. And the Yoivalei, the Goyim, would give back to him Gulfei Diagra, they give them back their pitchers for pay. In other words, Avu Rav Acha used to sell wine, and he sold kosher wine, he had Jewish wine he was selling, and he used to sell to the Goyim. And the Goyim used to pay him and leave over their barrels by him. So Rashi explains, Hevi Shofach Luchana the Goyim. Hu ha yemoichel lem yain. He used to sell them wine. Now the derech lemoichrei chavius sheyain. What was the derech? When you used to sell a barrel of wine, liten gam achavius aloichim. They used to, when you sell wine, you used to sell the barrel also. You would, the seller would give the barrel to the buyer. V'achar min hasuk mar says na mafkin. Ika gufi v'shagrei shalakeach moichrim yebechanus. Now mishtakadem levad mashu mishtak liyan. Now Rav Ika. Have a shofach lu migufei shalokhu mimenu, v'yoyva v'zikinitu. Ravika, he would sell them the wine, and when he sold them his barrel of wine, and he was nice to them. He used to pour it off from the barrel of wine now into their own pitches. And then he used to help them along, Rashimavalu, Esmavramai, he would help them go over the river and get into the ferry. So he helped the Goyim. And therefore, v'yar legufei, these buyers now, they would give back the barrel. Really, when they bought the wine, they have a right to keep the barrel also. So since he was nice to them, they would give him back the barrel for pay, to zovim in Aviagra. Even though they already paid for these barrels, but now, since he was nice and helped them go over the river, so therefore they would give him back that barrel for pay. That's what it is. The kids, he sold Jewish wine here, and he poured it all from his barrel into their pitchers, and therefore the goyim were maketoiv, and they gave him back and said, you know what, this pitcher, the barrel we just bought it for you, you can keep. So the kids, he took tchar for working with the Ines. This is the question. So, omalei abaya, abaya is the question. Omalei abaya, omalei labaya, is that to abaya? Also, omalei labaya, they came and said over the story what happened to abaya. Omalei, Sabai had a tiny and said, you're not allowed to take this pay. You're not allowed to keep these barrels. Omalei ki kotorach. No, forget. If Rabbi first said it was muta. Omalei ki kotorach betera kotorach. It's okay that he's allowed to keep the barrels for pay, because when he was torach, when he poured over the wine into their pitchers, the wine right now is kosher wine. So therefore he's working with yayin kosher. So you're allowed to take tzchar for that. Rashi says, b'didei kotorach. When does the wine become asa? Only when it comes into their pitches. He would help them out even afterwards. He helped them go over the river. Right now, when he's pouring the wine into their pitches, the wine only becomes asa when it hits the bottom of the pitcher. Then he gets the time of the yayin nesach, comes along like the yayin nesach. But before it reaches the bottom, when he's doing his work of pouring the wine, it's kosher wine. So therefore, he's allowed to take pay for working with kosher wine. So we ask the question, why? But for rights of the kumai, even after the wine comes into their pitches, and now their pitches has already a time of yayin nesach, so the wine now becomes yayin nesach, the chura, Ravika, still wants those pitches to stay in one piece, because he doesn't want them to crack, that they'll come and take back the barrel. So Huri's rights of the kumai, the light nitzdar ziki, that their pitcher should not crack. If they'll crack, then they'll want back the big barrel they bought of him. So Huri's rights of the kuma, he wants the yayin nesach to stay in one piece. And we had before that there's an issa by yayin nesach. So Mara says, no, the masni bedai Raviki made a condition with him. That even though your pitchers break, you cannot come back and take back the barrel. So clearly, he does not care what happens with their pitchers. Once he poured off his wine into their pitchers, he's finished with them. That no matter what happens to their pitchers, they cannot come back and get the barrel. In Amirels, the Maisi Pristiki Biadayu. Rashi Kalim reckoned that the Goyim have with them empty jars with them, that just in case their pitcher breaks, they have another resort to put their wine. So Kitzi is not afraid the barrels will stay in one piece, so it's not the rights of the Kiyumai. Therefore, the work that he did was with Yain Heter Mitzmutta. So Mar still asks, why? But he still worked for them. He made sure they took a ferry over the river. Zechura, when they're taking their wine over the ferry, it's already Yayin Nesach. So he's working for them with the Yayin Nesach, and that's why they paid him. Or they paid him also for the fact he was nice and let them have a ferry ride. Zechura, he's getting paid for that. So he's getting paid for working with Yayin Nesach. It should be also. So my answer is, the Yomalei Lamavruya Mikara. No, that Ravika had a special rights with the ferryman. That Rash Ravika, Reish Norev, he was the head of this river. The Yom Lamavri told the ferryman, Lisafa Mikara, Hare Yomim Rabim Kolesha Gia Noshim Lalu, Havir Mechinam. He already made up with them way before that these people, whenever they want to go over, they go free of charge. So kids are not paying for the ferry ride. That's you do whoever wants, whoever buys wine here gets a free ride home. That was his condition. He had a wine store on the other side of the river. He had to make good conditions. Who would come there? He made a condition with the ferryman. Whoever comes and buys wine for me gets a free trip back. The kids are not paying him for the trip. That was a free trip. Inami the Nikita Le Kitri. They got passes. Rashi says Kishri Simenu. And they gave them free passes. Kids that had a free pass. So they're not paying now for the schar of traveling. Rather, what they're paying him for is only for the tircha that he poured off the wine into their pitchers. So when he was pouring off the wine, it was still Yayin Kosher, therefore he's allowed to take pay. It's not called taking pay for working with Yayin Nesach, it's pay of Yayin Kosher. Now the Mishnah says, Yayin Nesach, Shenofel Agabe Anovim. What's going to be if Goyisha Yayin Nesach falls on top of grapes? Can a Jew now eat these grapes? The Mishnah says, yes, Yadichim, all you have to do is just wash off the grapes. Vein mutaris and the mutter, because the tam of the yayin does not go into the grapes, providing they're not cracked, the whole grapes, so therefore the tam does not go in, just wash them off. The imhoyim of ukois, let's say they were cracked, that then the tam of the yayin goes inside the grape, then asuris, then the tam comes in, it's also to eat these grapes. Nofel agabi tenim, or agabi tmonot yefil upon figs, or upon dates, so it depends. Here, mashma, these have cracks. They always have cracks, or else the skin is very soft. It has cracks on them, so the tam goes inside it. So it depends. In yesh ben benoyis sein tam, if the yayin gives off taste into these, into the dates and figs, also. But mashma, if it does not give off tam, then it'll be muta. Umaisa, what's happened in the case? Bebitus ben zayna by this house, shaviyah gregrois bisvina, that they brought back Gregorius has dried out figs in a svina, in a ship. The cargo also had their yayin nesach there, and one barrel broke. And it fell on top of these Gregorius dried out dates. What should we do with these dates? Can we do figs? Can we eat them or not? They said, yes, it's mutter. You're allowed to eat these figs, dried out figs. Sakura, it's a maisalister. The Mishnah before said, if it's nice in time, it's also. So we're here for sure, it's also nice in time. And yet the Mishnah says, no, it's mutter. So see in the Gemara why. This is the general rule. Kol shebaha nosoi v'noisin tam. Meaning, if the tam goes in and it's l'shvach, you enjoy the taste, it gives good taste, that you enjoy it, then it's also. But there's the klal called shein v'ha nosoi v'noisin tam. Even though the taste here went into the gregris, the taste of the wine is there, but it's a tam l'fagam. You do not enjoy the taste, it makes it worse, it ruins it, then the klal is muta. Nois ten tam levgam, even though you taste the yayin nesach, but since the taste only made it worse, it's bad, therefore it's muta. There's no din, tam kicker. Tam kicker is only if you taste it, you enjoy the taste. For the taste ruins the food, then the taste is muta. Kegoin, choymet shenof lagad grisin. We have choymet, goyishek choymet, vinegar that was made from wine. So it had the yist already of yayin nesach. Now this chaymetz falls on top of grease and beans, and it gives a bad taste into the beans. So even though true, you taste the chaymetz there, you taste the yayin nesach there, but since it's tam lepkam, that's the klal, tam levgam is muta, even by yayin nesach. So the Gemara asks the question, maisa lister, the maisa, the case, the Mishnah, says is contradicting what the beginning of the Mishnah says. And usually you don't have that. The Mishnah say alochom, and then bring down a case that contradicts it, you don't have it. So the Mishnah says, the Mor says, yes, chasurei mechzur, something is missing in our Mishnah. This is the way it should be learned. Im noisin tam livgam ol muta. This should be added on. That you know, if the tam here was livgam, even though you taste the wine in these fruits, but it gives a bad taste here. Then we says Vata Baroif. Well, my son, it once happened also. The Vitas Ben Zainin Shoyimevi Groigris. This Svina that she was bringing these Groigris, these dates. In a Svina, in a fig, dried a fig, in the cargo there was Yain Yesek that broke. And they said it's mutter. That's the reason why, because the time of the Yain Yesek was Lufgam. They only made it taste worse. Therefore, it's mutter. Therefore, we say it's bottle berate. Now, what's happened, who created the chitit? It was a whole pile of wheat. To know for the lecha vita the yain nesach, that a barrel of yain nesach fell upon this barrel of wheat. And shaya rova lezvunu yadikachavim. Rova said it's mutter now to sell these wheat to a guy. So, mashma, the wheat itself he held was also. Mashma, it was nice and tam l'shvach. So the wheat is also teat. Just the tam is also, not the wheat itself. So he let them sell this wheat to another guy. It's only also b'shtiyah. Therefore he let them sell to another guy. Eisvei rabba ba'levoi l'rabba. Rabba will ask a question to Rabba. How is it muta? There's a locho beged shavad by klayim. Let's say a Jew has a suit and he knows there's klayim inside the suit and he can't find it. The locha is it's also to wear this beged. There's also a locha ha'reiz the loyim achren loyim kachavim. You're not allowed to sell this suit now to a guy. We'll soon see why, because we're afraid maybe later on the guy will sell it back to a Jew, and therefore a Jew may come to wear klayim. So you see something that's also for Jew teeth, like you're not allowed to sell it to a guy, because maybe the guy will sell it back to the guy. See, if you held this wheat is also to eat, how could you sell it to a guy? He may come and sell it back to a Jew. The same thing, Bloyaseno Madasa Chamor. You can't make this for Chamadas, for the saddle of Yachamor. You're allowed to put it on a mace, so you can make it for his clothing for the mace. Because the mace is also by no, nobody's going to use it anymore. And the mace, here. The mace mitzvah. You're allowed to put on the mace mitzvah. So the Purim explains now, my time alloy. How come you're not allowed to sell this suit to a guy? What's wrong with a guy wearing klayim? There's no issa. It's not sheva mitzvah b'nei noich. He's allowed to wear klayim. The answer is, we're afraid. Do moslem zvun el Yisrael. Maybe you come and sell it back to a Jew. Said so. How can I'm here also? Also lizvun el Yisrael. How could you sell this barrel of this kri full of wheat? That's also for Jew teeth. How can you sell it to a guy? You have to be afraid the guy will sell it back to a Jew. Samar says, Hoda sharia lemitchinu olenethninu lezvnuni. True, he said it's right. You cannot sell the wheat the way it is now. I'll only be matiyu lemitchinu. First grind up the wheat. Olenethninu and bake it. Make it into bread. Now sell the bread to a guy. Levitchavim. Shaloi b'nei Yisrael. That another Jew should not see you selling this bread to a guy. Because then it'll end up that it's past Akum. So since the guy has the bread, we're not afraid now a Jew would buy it back from him. Because a Jew is not allowed to buy past Akum. That's why you have to be careful that a Jew, another Jew, should not see you giving your bread to the guy. Because if another Jew sees you giving this bread to a guy, he'll know it's Jewish bread, so he knows he's allowed to buy it back from the guy. And if again, there'll be the gzera. So it's only mutter. What? That's only by paspalta. It's only by a baker, not by private bread. Private bread is not mutter.
Maybe
he's
selling to a baker.
Not supposed to. Yeah, you say so. He's supposed to sell to a private guy. That's better.
But I'm saying the private guy's going to sell.
Yidah Samachay in the base. Samachay. Yidah bottom of the Gemara. List four lines. Tanana, so far the question was, the Shaila was, that some Yain Nesach fell on top of some wheat. Fell on top of a tree, a whole pile of wheat. And he said, Lamaisa, the locker is that it was mutter to sell to a guy. So he had a question why, if the Jew will sell to the guy, we have to be afraid maybe he'll come and sell it back to a Jew. And then the Jew will use this wheat. It has tam of Yain Nesach inside it. So he said the answer, what he meant to say was, you're allowed to grind up the wheat and bake it into bread and then sell the bread to a guy, Shalei Bifnei Yisrael. So now if a guy ends up with this bread, so we're not afraid now the guy will sell it back to another Jew, because it's Papakum, that a Jew would not buy private bread off a guy. That was the Eitzah. No, this bread is mutabah, no. It's only Yosef Achila. Now the Gemara. Tanan wrote in our Mishnah, Yayin Nesech, Shenofla Gabi Anovim, if wine falls on top of grapes, whole grapes without any cracks on them, Halacha is Yadichem. All you have to do is just wash off the grapes. V'ein Mutar. What do we say? That the time the Yayin does not go into a fruit if the fruit is whole. But Vim Hoyim Uvukois, if the grapes had cracks in them, if they were cracked grapes, then Asuroi, then we said the time of the yayin goes into the grapes. So the diak is Mubukoyis in, only because the grapes were cracked. But Shein Mubukoyis, if the grapes were not cracked, it was a whole grape. Loi, then we say the time of the yayin does not go into the grapes. So for here also, it was a tree full of wheat, it was whole wheat, there was no cracks in the wheat. So since the wheat was whole, even though the yayin fell on top of the wheat, it should still be mutter, even be achila. Just wash them off. How come here it's smashed with talk of achila? So my answer is, Amirah Popom, Shani Chiti. I'll tell you, wheat is different. Hoyo v'agav tirayo kimavakoyiz damyin. Since wheat itself has cracks, Rashi says tirayo, sedek shebechitim. Even though the wheat is not split open, but you look at the kernel of wheat, it also has a crack in the middle of it. So that little crack, the way the wheat itself is formed, is also considered like a split, and therefore wheat is different. Wheat is like an oven, mubukois, that we say the time of the yayin goes inside the pre, and therefore the pre is also, the wheat is also a bachila. So mubukois is dumb. Now the Gemara says, what's going to be